英语说说看，
开口天天练，
欢迎收听英语说说看。
Hey guys, welcome back to our program. So in our last session, 在上一期的节目里，嘉伦和我 we talked about how come up, to come, and come up with, these all mean different things.这些短语里面虽然都包含 come, C-O-M-E 这个单词，但是它们的意思却是大不同的。如果形容某个东西 to come, that means 这个东西即将到来。For example, 比如说 there's more to come, more to come, 还有更多的内容即将到来。The best is yet to come, 最好的事情即将到来。如果我有一个主意的话 then it's I came up with an idea, I came up with something.Come up, 你如果只说这两个单词 come up, 它的意思是说上来。But if you say something came up, then that means something else.
Another thing actually, come up 除了说 hey, come up, 就是上来。它如果是东西 come up 的话，比如说 something came up, 那其实是说哦，我有点事儿 something came up, 就不是说有东西上来。而是说我有事情，我突然有事情。Hey, Jialun, sorry, I can't see you today. 我今天不能跟你见面。Something came up. 我有点事儿。很多人其实你会听到这句话挺多的，因为他们 ，you know, sometimes when people don't want to tell you what they're doing, 他们会说 something came up， 就会跟你 basically 他没有告诉你 what came up, right?、
嗯、
他没有告诉你具体的到底有什么事情发生，他只是跟你说我有点事儿。所以 basically 我有点事儿，就是 something came up.
Something came up.
对，就是 basically 要违约的时候可以这样说、或者是你迟到的时候也可以这样说。但是你要迟到的话其实有点不礼貌。
嗯。
因为你就说、啊、我有点事儿，所以我晚了。Something came up, so I'm late. 那你既然要见这个人，你其实 you should say why you're late, 或者就是 apologize, 而不是说，因为 something came up, 其实他，因为他没有告诉你任何内容，他只是说，
没有任何原因。
对，我有点事儿。
Something came up.
Yeah.
Sorry, something came up.
Yeah, 其实他是 it doesn't encourage conversation. 他不是说会把这个话说开，他就是就跟关了一扇门一样。
嗯
，Right. For example, 嘉伦，我如果让你等了很久，然后我只是跟你说 ，Sorry, something came up. 其实有点不礼貌的感觉，这是对你的一个不尊重 ，Right? 因为我让你等这么久，我只是见面跟你说，不好意思，有点事儿。
I'll say see ya.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. 但是你懂我意思，
我懂。
Right? Yeah, yeah. So something came up.一般是 yeah, 很多人会就在不想说具体的时候、
嗯、
会用这个来敷衍一下、
啊、这算比较敷衍的
对、
Sorry, something came up
Exactly 就这个语气非常非常标准、yeah.
那我们刚才说的那个是、
oh, come up with
Come up with I came up with an idea、
mm-hmm.
I came up with a,
I came with, up with
With
an
idea、
mm-hmm.
WithAn idea
就是我有一个主意
因为这个 an 我不常说有点不好发音
An idea
An idea An,
an,
I,
对
an
idea.
idea An idea
Yes 连起来
I came up with
An idea
An idea I、
Great.
came up with an idea
Great
I came up with an idea、我慢点还是发轻一点
An idea
An idea I came up with an idea
Perfect
I came up withsomething、
mm-hmm. 你可以说 I came up with something
I came up with something 哎我怎么这么绕嘴呢
I came up with something
I came up with something、
mm-hmm. yeah. 就是一般 I came up with something 是 It's a good thing 是个好事、
嗯
right? 因为你有一个想法你有个主意你有一个解决的办法
No、我现在可能跟这个 come up with 没有什么关系但是我也有听过说就是哎，我突然就想到一个什么 pop up 就是冒出来了、
对对对、
就是、
something yeah
也可以就说、
这个非常口语化、
嗯、
yeah you can say that an idea just popped up 对 popped up
P-O-P-P-E-D popped up 连在一起 popped up 连在一起读是这样的 popped up 就是冒出来的意思
And so something came up and something popped up, they all mean the same thing. 就是突然有件事情冒出来了。
Popped up.、
Mm-hmm.
An idea just
popped
up. An idea just popped up.、
Mm-hmm. 这个是非常 casual.
Got you.
So, something came up, something popped up.这两句话都是很随意的口语，意思都差不多，都是在说啊，有点事儿。Something came up. 我突然有点事儿。
They both mean the same thing without revealing too much, without saying too much.
这两句话是在告诉对方，我有些事情，但是你又没有具体的说你有什么事情。
And if that's what you want, if you want to be vague, V-A-G-U-E, vague,
如果你不想很具体的话，如果你不想透露太多信息的话
then these phrases might come in handy. And so, how would you respond to someone if they said, well, something came up? Or how would you continue the conversation if something comes up? We'll have that answer for you next time.
如果是有些事情冒出来的话，扰乱了之前的安排，下一步该怎么样做呢？我们下期接着聊。
Stay tuned!
If you like today's session, share it with a friend, share it far and wide, join our Facebook community, and subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a session.